Okay. I like Grant Delpit. I ain't taking shots at him. I just agree with him. That's all.
So I do wonder, and I asked Daryl about this question. I mean, there was some stuff around the periphery, obviously, like his quarterback coach getting into it with fans. That's a weekly occurrence. The DeJuan Jones, the sideline stuff. I mean, it's starting to bubble over, right? And Elijah Moore's dad, I mean, I don't blame a father for wanting to see his kid get more opportunities, even at the NFL level.
Yeah, I don't blame him either, but can I just tell the truth that I mean, your son's a paid professional? Yeah. If you don't like it, again, there are plenty of people. We have Photoshop, we have iMovie, or you can go ahead and call Odell Beckham Jr.'s dad and get him the hell out of here with you. If you want to, it's already been done once, it can be done again.
I just remember the Odell father stuff. It was something that became...
It was bizarre.
Yeah, it was bizarre, and it became a storyline. I don't know that Elijah Moore's dad, I mean, he smoothed it over with some later tweets. He was trying to have fun with it eventually. I just wonder, when a team is losing, and this isn't a young team, again, as far as starting lineups go, depending on how they put it together, they're either the oldest NFL team in the league, or they're the second oldest. Okay?
Yeah.
You could see the frustration mounting. You can see the body language. And I know it's, you say, well, every team that loses feels that way. Yeah, but this team, the stakes are pretty damn high. And you're wondering, like, how are they going to dig themselves out of this? How are they going to put it together? I made a case, right? Njoku, Deshaun's looking more confident. I really do believe that. I know they put up a video at 92.3 The Fan on social media, and people are killing me for saying he made big-time plays and looked like a big-time quarterback yesterday. I mean, that's what I saw.
Well, to make you feel better, James sent us an email and says, stop talking about how well Watson played. Not a TD after the opening drive. That isn't good. All teams have dropped passes and penalties.
And
all right, everybody sucks.
And
fine.
They do.
Fine.
And I've noted that
nothing's
before.
Good. Everybody sucks.
I've absolutely noted that before, that when we talk about our drops, well, do you talk about every other team's drops? Or are you just not really paying attention to them? Yesterday, you really feel like if the holding isn't called and Amari doesn't drop that, I think they would have won. But they also had opportunity to make up for it, and they didn't. And they had a drive at the end of the game, and Deshaun Watson inexplicably decided not to let it rip on the final drive of the game. That's,
I mean, that
stuff.
Play, that, obviously, that play wasn't good, but I cannot not see the truth. You want me to tell you the truth how I see it? This is how I see it. Like, he was not a top five quarterback. He wasn't a top 10 quarterback yesterday. He was good.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
what
with you.
I said.
I'm with you.
I'm not saying that. Some people said Watson from Houston. I was getting texts, Houston Watson is back. What? I mean, maybe because he played well and they lost. Threw for 176 yards without the penalty. If he would have had the penalty, or the penalty wouldn't have been called because it was a tight call, it obviously would have been a lot more, and the stats would have looked a hell of a lot better. Yeah, every team has dropped passes and penalties and fumbles and all that crap. But I'm looking at this entire team and seeing what they did. And looking at the offensive line, which sucked. Looking at the kicking, which sucked in the worst possible moment. Other than that, it's been great. But look at that part where it's terrible. The missed tackles that happened. You gave up 99 yards, according to Next Gen Stats, after missed tackles on rushing. So 157 yards, 99 of them on the ground came after a missed tackle. That had to be the highest in the NFL, I'm not sure. So you had that going against you. Oh, yeah, and Amari Cooper bobbled a pass again. And ended up in the hands of a DB killing whatever drive you were trying to put together. That's just off the top of my head. That's not Deshaun Watson's fault. I'm just telling you guys the truth. You might not want to hear it. You might not like hearing it because, and I know why, and you want to tell the truth, and we'll just lay it all out there for everybody. They don't want to hear that because they don't want the owner getting any ideas to keep this guy around any longer than they think he should. So they do not want him to play well. Losing's one thing, but if they're going to lose, they don't want him to play well because they don't want anybody getting ideas to keep him around any longer. That's what I think is bothering a lot of people. You want to go ahead and say it? Let's say it. Because he didn't play bad. And that, to them, scares them. Because that means that maybe we'll get an idea and go, well, maybe we just need a different coach. Or maybe we just need some different players. And we can hold him here. And he can continue to play for us. So they want him to not just lose. They need him to fail miserably while he loses. So the quicker he's out of here, then they can start to move on to a different quarterback. Because they feel that we are wasting our time. And you know what? We may very well be wasting our time. That's the truth. The other side ain't going to want to hear me on that. I don't know. Apparently, there's a bunch of people with clocks in their mentions. I have no idea what's going on there. That was told to me yesterday or last week.
There's people
who have clocks. I don't know. Xavier P. has always tweeted us. I just thought it was like a thing, but he has a clock. And somebody was tweeting at me last week, and I'm going, what do you mean a clock? There's people who have, apparently, Tone, I don't know why I'm saying this now, but I'm going to say it. Apparently, there are clocks, like it's an emoji. And it's in the Twitter account. And according to this person, I'm like, man, I'm not on. I thought I was on this website a lot. I guess I'm not on that much. I hate to get too Twitter inside. Is that the people who have the clocks, I don't know what it stands for, but they are big Deshaun Watson fans. So they go after people who are critical or Deshaun Watson on the internet, or I have no idea what the hell's going on.
Well, there's definitely...
You can be a fan of whatever player you want to be. I just know that the people who seem to be very strong Deshaun Watson fans don't want to hear me say anything negative about the guy or his play.
This city,
and the other side definitely doesn't want to hear me say anything positive about
this
him.
This city
so we're
is
stuck.
Massively split on the quarterback.
Yes.
What else is new? I mean,
yes.
We've been doing that for a
it's
long
old
time.
Hat by now.
Unfortunately, like yesterday was a day that, you know, it's not clear cut. This stuff is not really clear cut. Like, yeah, the Dallas game, I thought he was terrible. The Jacksonville game, I thought he did enough. The Giants game, I didn't think he had much of a chance. He wasn't good and he didn't have much of a chance. Yesterday, I thought he was good. I didn't think he was lights out great. I didn't think he was Patrick Mahomes great. This year, Patrick Mahomes hasn't been Patrick Mahomes great, but you get the picture. Like, they got a lot of issues right now. One other thing, I haven't really talked about this yet, but the Raiders, it seems like these other teams, they all look like they have so much more speed. Like yesterday, the CVCA kid, I mean, that we don't have
he was flying.
We don't have anything like that. Do we have anything that remotely resembles speed?
I don't know. I think you were just upset because everybody looks slow because we're losing.
Maybe.
Are you thinking about the play where he kind of ran around Denzel Ward there?
Yeah.
Yeah. That bothered me in the moment. Yeah,
Do we have, again, Njoku has been a game breaker at times. Chubb, obviously, his whole career he's been a game breaker. I hope he can still be that. Are you seeing a lot of game breakers for the Cleveland Browns?
No.
You kind of need those in this league.
Yeah, but do you understand, going back to Watson, you understand what I'm saying? Like if I'm just trying to call it fair, and you are too. I'm just trying to be fair. Like, he played like garbage the other week. I said he played like garbage the other week. I still don't know if he's a leader. I don't think he's a leader right now. I think he's a leader because he's their franchise quarterback. And by the way, I said he's their franchise quarterback. I wouldn't call him a franchise quarterback right now, but I got to see what I see. And I'm telling you right now, what I saw was good quarterback play. They lost the game. And it's amazing. It seems that half the people out there, if I say anything nice about him, it's never going to be nice enough. And I say anything mean about him, they want me to be really mean about it. I'm like, I just want to be fair.
Well, there's no doubt that
I'm being realistic. This is the situation we're in.
The callers that we have, the reactions on social media, we're almost having two different conversations. We're having every week the weekly game conversation, and then we're having the was the trade and contract worth it conversation. I'm just putting that aside. Because
every week's a referendum on it.
But so far, it has not been worth it, obviously.
Clearly.
Obviously. It looks like one of the worst trades in the history of the NFL. But we are breaking down the game yesterday. He was good. He was a good player yesterday. He gave them plenty of opportunities to win the game. He gave Amari Cooper a chance to win the game. I don't know how that's controversial.
You would say that, but again, there are people that just want him gone. And so they
and the
lose.
Worse he plays.
That's
yeah.
one thing, but the worse he plays,
the quicker we get rid of him.
The quicker we get rid of him.
At least
even
in
though,
theory.
Even though that I don't think you can really let him go, you might bench him and sit him on the sidelines for any given period of time if you wanted to, because I can't really afford to let him go because of the disastrous cap hit that it would take.
They would have to be like 2-6, I think, for...
Well, you're 1-3. You're halfway there.
Right. To really be talking about the change at quarterback or the trading of veterans, they'd have to be like 2-6. Because everybody saw what happened last year, not only with the Browns, with Joe Flacco in December, but the Bills firing Ken Dorsey, who he's, you know,
guess
he's
what,
still
buddy?
On the staff.
They go 2-6, and this is, I think, people just shooting the messenger on either side of this. They go 2-6 and he continues to look like this. He ain't going anywhere. You could trade other people. He ain't going anywhere if he plays like this. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not. Back to the phones. JJ in Cleveland. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
We're doing okay, JJ. Go ahead.
I thought he played a very good game, man. Considering the offensive line still wasn't blocking that great. You know, Amari Cooper dropping every freaking pass thrown his way. It was ridiculous. The one pass he catched for a freaking touchdown, get called back for holding.
JJ.
Give me one second.
I'm with you. Hold on. Let me work with you on this. Let me work with you on this, JJ. I'm not going against you. Shut up for a second. I'm telling you something here, okay? I'm agreeing with you, but you don't even need to use the qualifiers. He played good. I don't care about the offensive line. I don't care about the drops. I know what I saw. You know what you saw. I'm agreeing with you. He played good. This is what I'm saying. We're so used to the fight and the argument. You think anything we're going to say, we're going to start an argument here.
I'm just saying it's a lot of other problems on this team. Glaring problems.
That's true.
Stefanski, you don't go for a 58-yard field goal to take the lead in the first half.
Lima,
I don't get it.
Zero sense to me.
I did not understand.
I don't understand. And then it's like, you know, some of the questionable play calling. We're supposed to have such a great defense. They look like trash. Hot garbage.
See? We're agreeing with each other. We're on the same page.
And then, you know, so the only person on the defensive line you hear is Tomlinson and Myles Garrett. What happened to 99? Where is he at? I can't even remember.
I did see Zadarius a little bit.
I saw his number. I know they ain't say his name not one time. You know what I'm saying?
Are
we supposed to have some of the best defensive backs? We don't. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what's going on with this team, but it's a glaring problem. I don't know if it's coaching or they just not excited to play. But I know yesterday it wasn't on Deshaun Watson. I don't care if people want to say, oh, he missed some reads in that last drive. Crap that last drive. What about Amari Cooper dropping a wide-open bomb when our quarterback is getting blasted? Come on, man. Trade him.
What
I see why they wanted to trade him.
Yeah, it was
ridiculous,
I mean, JJ,
man.
If this continues, I mean, we're still looking at a worse value. I'm sorry I got so hot with you, JJ. I just wanted to tell you, I agree with you, damn it. I agreed with you.
I feel your pain because, again, we lost against Gardner Minshew and the freaking Raiders, man.
They're not a good
team. Come on.
JJ, thank you.
And then we get to go play against Washington. And they is out here making some noise.
They're on their way up. JJ, I got to let you go. I thank you very much for the call. Raiders aren't good. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm going to kiss your bare ass on Euclid if they make the playoffs or anything like that. I just don't think the Raiders are very good. That's all. I knew we were going to get a fight after Antonio Pierce said what he had said about making business decisions. Some people thought that might be a very desperate move, getting ready for week four of all things. Which, yeah, it's been that way. It's been that way in the past, but, I mean, he didn't get done playing too terribly long ago. I still think he reached out. I knew we were going to get a fight, but, man, when Max Crosby was going to be out and when Davante Adams was listed out on Friday, I go, man, I don't want to say we got this.
But the line moved. But it shifted like 4 points.
Yeah, I'm like, man.
That was a huge move.
It was right there. But, guys, we ain't going to have very much fun with each other if we just can't tell the truth to each other. Like, we have to see it for what it is. Because you might not like him being here, and there's times where I certainly am sick at what I'm seeing on the football field, but this is a massive investment, and I just have to make the best of a not-so-great situation. And if he plays like this, yeah, they might be 2-6. Guess what? They'll trade other people. They won't trade him. I'm just telling you the truth of the matter. You could say I can advocate for it, but do I believe it? I don't believe that he was the problem yesterday. I'm not going to advocate in something I don't believe in.